Okay, good afternoon. After watching the tape, I thought offensively we did some really good things. Ran the ball effectively. I thought the offensive line played well. No sacks again. Keenum played great most of the ball game. Like I said, after the ball game, we have to learn how to play with a lead. We haven't had big leads that early in the ball games before, and so I think really it's a good learning experience for us on both sides of the ball. Defensively, we didn't play as bad as I felt like yesterday. They were 3 out of 5 on fourth downs, and usually you're pretty good in those situations. And they made some plays, overall, it was a good road victory, NFC team. So just keep trying to get back together this week and get a little bit better.
Mike, how much do you pay attention to the whole NFC and how many teams there are up near you guys and use that as sort of a message to the team?
Not really yet. Too early. I'm just trying to take one game at a time, try and win that game, and I think it'll all take care of itself eventually anyway. I mean, there's nothing we can do about what some other team does or wins or loses or anything else.
Mike said Case played great most of the ball game. He obviously had a couple turnovers. How do you sort of balance that when you're evaluating his overall play?
The two turnovers were bad, and then back-to-back, and, we got the game pretty much in hand, but the rest of the game, he played pretty darn good. He moved in the pocket well, threw the ball good. He started slow in the last couple ball games, and then he started really fast in this game, and then the first half came back in the second half a little bit. But, he's a very excitable guy, and he sometimes he gets off the reservation a little bit. He just has to. I talked to him a little bit this morning about understanding the situation of the game and where we're at, and sometimes a throwaway is a good thing.
Beginning of the year, regardless of who was going to be the quarterback, did you see this offense with the kind of potential to score 38 points in a road game?
I don't know. It's hard to predict. I think we got, I really like our offensive line, the way they're playing together. They're playing really, really tough and physical, and I like our receiving core. The tight end's a good player. Our backs are running good now. It's just a combination thing. I think the offensive coaches are doing a good job. So I think it all goes hand in hand.
Is there more diversity in the personnel that you guys have in terms of the number of different personnel groups you use on offense than there's been in the past, you think?
Maybe a little bit. We've got different packages when different guys go in. But, sometimes a guy gets tired or a guy gets hurt and, somebody else has to go in. But, I think it's been good to be able to use C.J. Ham in there some. We got all three tight ends being used. Morgan blocked really well yesterday. I thought that was his best blocking game he's had. I think that was an improvement to get the running game going. And, Kyle's doing a year or so ago, I was on his rear end a little bit about being more of a complete tight end, and he's doing a nice job blocking as well. So, all that stuff goes hand in hand.
There were a number of plays where you had Berger, Elfline, or offensive lineman downfield blocking. Is that is there more of a emphasis on that this year, or is that just more?
Yeah, they're more. I think they can get to the second level a lot better. It helps when they can get off the double team or get to the second level and get to linebacker. That's how you can get some big runs.
How's the communication been in there? It just seems like they're starting to have a feel of who's taking who and who can get out and do that.
Yeah, the good thing is the communication has been very good. When something happens, whether it's in the game or practice, they're able to communicate what went wrong pretty quickly. So that's been a good thing.
What was happening? able to get the most out of Case against the blitz. I think going into yesterday's game, he was averaging something around 9 or 10 yards per pass attempt against the blitz, and then he obviously performed really well against it against Washington.
Well, the first thing about that is picking up the blitz, and we've done a nice job with protection-wise. Jarek had a couple nice blocks in there. Latavius did as well. And we're changing up protections, and I think that has helped Case quite a bit. If we end up seeing some blitzes and be able to change protections to different things, I think that's helped quite a bit. But I think Pat does a good job of understanding the tendencies of the team that he's playing, and working either man beaters or zone beaters or maximum protection things. So it's been good.
When I talk about needing to play better with a lead, what kinds of things do you guys need to do to get that done?
Well, a little bit of it is the clock became our friend there. We're in field goal range. We, throw a bad interception. That one was probably worse than the second one. We're in field goal range. We got a chance to go up by 3 scores, I guess, or 4, whatever it was. And, we kind of make a – and then, a little bit – at that point in time, the clock is kind of starting to be our friend now a little bit. So, using a little bit more time on the clock, understanding the situation, the game's basically over if we just take care of things and take care of the football, continue to keep the clock running, continue to get first downs, things like that.
What do you think of your pass rush without ever seeing him?
We hit the guy a lot. We had some really good rushes against their good offensive linemen. Tom Johnson rushed well. B-Rob won some. Donnell, Linville, We made some mistakes. The second, third down of the game, we get a rough in the quarterback. Which allowed him to continue the drive. We had a couple of those things that happened. We fell down. We misaligned a little bit on the wheel route to the back, and we fell down on the one, I guess it was 4th and 3 or something like that. So there were some errors that we can correct that, we should have played better. But for the most part, it was good.
Is Case going to start this week?
I don't know. I haven't sat down and talked to everybody yet, so I'm gonna wait until Wednesday.
Off season, you talked a lot about forging a relationship with Sam Bradford. Have you been able to do the same thing with Case?
Probably not to the extent of with Sam. I won't tell you what I said to him today, but you don't expect him to be the guy right away, but we have a good relationship. We talk all the time.
When you saw how he handled the situation in Los Angeles last year, being benched, I think, right around now, how did that give you the confidence knowing that you were bringing the right guy into this locker room as far as the culture aspect?
There was no issue with the culture aspect or anything. Case is it, huh?
She's going to roll with it.
Yeah, Case just loves to play football, and there was nothing there that changed it. But our guys upstairs do a great job of finding the right kind of guys to bring in here. I think we have a great locker room. I meet with the captains every week and talk to them about the locker room, about the different things, and we got a great bunch of guys here that know how to be team guys, play together, work together, and I think that's really important, and Case is really no different, and really you could say about any of our guys.
Mike, I feel like we got a different Adam Thielen question for you every week, but have you noticed over the course of time, maybe this year or into last year, are teams respecting him more or treating him differently with coverages as his reputation kind of starts to grow a little bit?
Not really. They kind of do what they do most of the time. I don't, I don't see a lot of double coverage or things like that. I mean, it's pretty much whatever they do, they do.
That surprises you anymore, or is it just kind of like old hat when he has games like this?
You know, that one ball he kind of dropped there at the end, that surprised me, because he usually makes all those catches. You know, the guy's a gamer. You know, he would, when he gets the opportunities, he makes the most of them. You know, Adam does a lot of dirty work. He blocks defensive ends. He blocks linebackers in a run game. You know, he's just a competitive guy. You know, we threw him the screen on the one third down, and somehow, some way, he's going to get the first down. Then he came back later and threw a boot, you know, and he makes a guy miss. He was 2 yards, you know, he probably should have been stopped before that. But you know, that's just what he does. When he gets opportunities, he makes plays.
Does having a healthy Diggs and a healthy Thielen together on the field at the same time, does that add to your vertical possibilities in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're two pretty good players, so it helps. You know, the good thing about it is those, not only those two guys, but Treadwell and Jarius and Michael Floyd and even Coley, you know, they can play a number of different positions, whether they're outside, inside, on the slot. You know, we can line them up in a lot of different places.
Time for two more.
Mike, you said you haven't spoken to everybody yet about who's the starting quarterback. Do you know who it's going to be?
Yes. Why would I tell you and I haven't told anybody else?
Do you have any issue with Greg Olsen, a guy you're going to be playing later this season, being in your production meetings or anything, if he's doing the analyst work for Fox?
I don't know. I'm going to let higher-ups than me handle that.
Mike, when you're able to move guys around and have receivers play in different places and all the different personnel groups that you can put out there, when you see that, I guess, as a defensive guy, how hard is that to prepare for?
Well, you got to do an awful lot of studying because, you know, typically guys like to do certain things out of certain spots, and then guys are out of position in one spot and out of position in another spot, and then they do different things out of those areas. So it makes it, you know, and then you got to figure out all your man coverage rules and your zone coverage rules, and so it makes it a lot more complicated and difficult. Thank you.